C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, December 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Banks are making billions of dollars on overdraft fees, the money they charge customers who spend more than what's in their checking or savings account. It's been going on for decades, but now the Biden administration is telling banks enough is enough and pushing them to scale back their fees.
The way that the acting comptroller of the currency described it was that, you know, I've been telling bankers to do the right thing. You want your reliance to be on revenues that you feel good about. And part of the problem with overdrafts is that while it's legal, it hurts people.
So what are the chances of banks reducing or even getting rid of these kinds of fees? Reporter Anna Maria Andriotis covers the banking industry for us, and we'll talk with her about it after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Banks are feeling the heat from the government to roll back overdraft fees, those additional charges for exceeding the balance in your checking account. But why is the government putting the pressure on banks now? And are banks likely to fall in line? WSJ reporter Anna Maria Andriotis joins us with more. Anna Maria, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Great to be speaking with you.
So Anna Maria, how long have banks been charging these fees?
These fees have been around for decades. The dollar amount that they produced for the banks used to be somewhat higher, not by much, but somewhat higher prior to regulation that was put into effect in 2010 to try to get them under control. But these fees are basically produced for the banks when a couple things happen. First, there's the overdraft fee, which is essentially when somebody uses their debit card for purchases or uses it at an ATM and ends up taking more money out of their bank account than they actually have, and they get charged the fee. That fee currently is averaging about $30 per transaction. The fee has largely in recent years remained steady, though it has risen. It's up certainly from about a decade prior. In addition to overdraft fees, there is a similar type of fee that banks refer to as a non-sufficient funds fee, and that kicks in when people use their bank accounts to pay their bills, to pay their credit card or utility bill, and the transaction, that payment amount, ends up being greater than what they have in their bank account balance. So in many cases, people get hit with a non-sufficient funds fee, which can also kick in when checks bounce. And those fees are also pretty hefty as well. In total, overdraft and non-sufficient fund fees average about $30 currently.
Now, I want to get a sense of how big a deal these overdraft fees are for consumers. How much money do banks end up collecting from them?
Financial institutions are on pace to collect nearly $33 billion in this fee revenue this year. That would be up 5% from last year. And we're talking about banks, credit unions, fintechs. That is according to MEBS Services. There is a different measure of this number that's produced by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which comes out to around $15.5 billion in 2019. Either way, the figures are high and are well into the billions.
Okay, so why is the government putting pressure on the banks to scale back these fees now?
So we're under a new administration, of course, and with the new administration, with the Biden administration, there are new directors, new heads of regulatory agencies that see things quite differently from what their predecessors under the Trump administration saw. In this particular case, the first regulator to publicly raise an alarm over overdraft fees recently was the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau under, of course, a new director. It was interesting to hear the concerns that the CFPB CFPB raise about this issue, because for people like myself and others covering the banking sector for quite a while now, the sort of general thought process is, well, overdraft fees, weren't they addressed by regulation that kicked in back in 2010? Well, you know, according to the CFPB's outlook on things, as well as the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, what's in place isn't enough. And banks need to reassess how they are charging people, if they should continue even charging them, or otherwise potentially, at least according to the CFPB, face repercussions.
So what are the regulators actually proposing?
So the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has encouraged banks to modify their use of these fees, period. The way that the acting comptroller of the currency described it was that, you know, I've been telling bankers to do the right thing. You want your reliance to be on revenues that you feel good about. And part of the problem with overdrafts is that while it's legal, it hurts people. The way the OCC views things, it's that fees that were designed to be used in rare occasions have instead become routine and recurring for financially vulnerable bank customers. The CFPB, I would say, at least from a public standpoint, has taken a much more forceful position. It flagged the three biggest banks, JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, as banks that have collected a significant amount of overdraft fee revenue, and basically said that as a regulatory body, it will be taking action to restore things, to restore meaningful competition to this market, as the CFPB's director described it. So the CFPB's director also said that he has tasked the Bureau's enforcement attorneys and examiners to prioritize scrutiny of banks' overdraft practices, and basically views it as the fact that these banks can continue to charge as much as they charge, according to the CFPB, is evidence of a lack of competitiveness in banking services. The CFPB director also called for the banks to essentially compete on quality of service and attractive terms, as opposed to, as the CFPB director said, the current status, which is that they are, quote unquote, hooked on overdraft fees to feed their profit model.
So what do the banks say about this? What are they hearing from their customers?
In general, what the banking industry says is that they have customers who want to be able to overdraw. They would rather have their transactions go through than risk them getting declined. In some cases, people who rely on the ability to overdraw are people who do not have access to affordable credit. So it is for them viewed as a form of short-term credit, albeit a costly one, but a type of credit that they otherwise would not have access to. JP Morgan in particular said that the ability to overdraw provides customers flexibility. And one of the sort of points that the banks in general, JP Morgan and others have made, is that they have been taking steps to try to lessen the financial burden of these costs and rolling out accounts and features that would help people to avoid incurring overdraft fees.
Well, let's talk about that. What are the banks doing to change how they handle these fees?
JP Morgan said that the bank has helped customers by increasing the amount that they can overdraw without incurring a fee. Wells Fargo says that it's offering a product without overdraft fees and provides certain tools to help its customers manage their accounts. There's a variety of things that have happened more recently where several big banks have announced changes to their overdraft policies. One of the more significant ones was Capital One, which currently charges $35 when people overdraw. The bank said that it will eliminate overdraft fees early next year. Also, Ally Financial earlier this year said that it eliminated its overdraft fees. And then more recently this month, JP Morgan said that it would give customers until the end of the next business day to replenish their bank account. So even if they go negative, they would have extra time to replenish it before potentially incurring fees, and rolled out other changes as well. So what we're seeing is that the banks, in particular the big ones, from a few months ago, were taking action to try to change their overdraft policies and make them friendlier to their customers. But the changes are ongoing. And certainly everyone's taken note of the fact that the CFPB has called out these three big banks, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America.
You said that banks think that some consumers want to be able to overdraw. Does that mean that they're largely okay with paying a fee?
A study released by a banking trade group found that a majority of consumers view opting into overdraft fees to be able to overdraw essentially as beneficial, and that they knowingly use it to cover unexpected expenses in times of need. Now, look, there is a real debate around this topic here because, you know, you're standing at the register, you're making a purchase, and it depends on how you as a consumer feel about your financial health. I mean, some people would rather have the transaction go through and not deal with the headache of it getting declined at the register, even though they know it means they're going to incur a hefty fee, be it $30, maybe more. Others would rather not even deal with such a, you know, a cost and say, you know, it's not worth it. I'm not going to opt in, and I just let the transaction get declined. I'd rather not incur the fee.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that some banks have reduced their fees. Some are talking about eliminating them next year or in the near future. Do you think those moves come close to satisfying regulators? And do you have a sense of what the regulators' next step might be if they're not satisfied?
Well, from the CFPB side, they did not in any way sugarcoat their words. They're looking at this very closely at the banks. A big focus of theirs is on the big banks. The big banks haven't yet made announcements about making more consumer-friendly policies around overdrafts. They might be facing regulatory action. Things are unclear about exactly how, you know, extreme or not the challenges or the repercussions that banks will face will be from the CFPB, but the language, the wording used by the CFPB's director a few weeks ago, these were public statements, left little to debate around whether or not they would take action against banks that they found were not engaging in what they deem to be appropriate and fair overdraft practices. So I think the message has been made very clear and certainly very publicly.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
20 years ago, energy giant Enron was considered one of the most innovative companies in the world. But in late summer 2001, the company's top executive resigned out of the blue. That set my colleague Rebecca Smith and me on a reporting journey with an end we never imagined. I'm John M. Schweiler from the Wall Street Journal. On our new podcast, Bad Bets, we unravel big business dramas that have had a big impact on our world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.